want to say good evening to you, and yes, you. Good evening to you. Wow, one of my favorite song. I cannot get enough of that music. And I hope more or less this music speak to you as well, especially in these trying, troubling, gruesome times. I think you really take a listen to the words of that song. And I'm telling you, my man Glenn DeCosta did an absolutely wonderful rendition of this song. Most of you listening to the show know that I really, I don't like to use the word kill, but I kill this song. Wow, what a day, what a time, what a moment of just sheer sorrows. Want to say big up to all those folks in New Orleans and where the storms are just doing their thing. I guess we'll never understand it. you have a creator that loves his people and loves his children, and yet you have this destruction gonna come through. And of course, whenever there is death or destroy or turbulence, there comes the karma and there comes new life and new things. So I can imagine in time to come, I hope not in the distant future, but pretty soon we'll have some karma and we'll have some new growth, new realization, new spirituality, a new sense of who we are, a sense of direction. Because I cannot understand why is it that, let's talk about the Middle East for a little bit, guys. This is all a part of our everyday existence. If you have gods, we're fighting for these gods and we're fighting for these religious beliefs. And yet still these gods cannot call up the other gods and say, you know what, guys, I think we should call a truce here because too much suffering, too much bloodshed. And this does not look good in any one of us. So Jehovah, Allah, Buddha, I don't know all of these guys. I think if we had some girls controlling the thing, probably things would be different. Really, on a serious note, I struggle with that a lot. I really and truly struggle with that. If the gods cannot really talk to each other and say, hey, we have to do better than this. Our people have to do better than this. And you see what happened? Some of us are saying every day, God spoke to me and God talked to me. So why are God not talking to them to do better, to take care of their brother man? Because if we're from the one God, we're creation of one God, we shouldn't be so vile against each other. What are we fighting for? Land? Belief? Come on. I don't know. If somebody could explain this to me, and I'm sure some religious person may be kind of turning up their nose or whatever they do. But on a realistic point of view, God needs to call this thing off so we can live in peace. Or maybe we're not supposed to be living in peace. You see, maybe we have all this kind of a thing totally wrong. Maybe we're thrown down here in hell of something that we have done. So we are paying for this. And I'm here thinking, well, we should be living in a peaceful place. Maybe not. You know, we don't even know where we are. We don't know why we are. We don't even know why we do what we do, where we exist, where we go, where we came from. We have no clue. No clue. And as long as we are in existence, according to the Bible, we still have no clue. Anyway, guys, a big, big show lineup for you tonight. We have the international star, superstar, is going to be in the green room with us this evening. Can't wait to hear, sit down and chat with him and listen to some of his music. But before we go on, another devastating news for the reggae world, for internationally, and for Jamaica. The one and only Lee Scratch Perry has just flown away, just totally disappeared. Knowing Lee Scratch Perry might be just doing one of those little things, but probably not. Probably not. The Blackhawk is down, and we can only celebrate. And we have to stop a moment. We're going to be having a celebration show for him. For those of you who have ever listened to CRS Radio Caribbean Radio Show, the longest, the most profound interview was done in our studio, Lee Scratch Perry. Let me tell you a little bit about Lee Scratch Perry. Listen, if you're not on higher ground, you know, I mean, in your mental capacity, you can't talk to Lee, because Lee would leave you, throw the mic down and leave you right there. He don't care. So you have to be able to understand him. I mean, folks, saying that, I don't know if you're getting any idea that maybe mentally I'm not. I'm up there. I'm not sure what that means, but I was able to have a conversation for 3 hours with him. We're going to be putting that up, reposting that, to kind of do a little thing with it in honor of the great man. When we think about the evolution of Jamaica music, when we think about the Bob Marleys, the Wailers, and all of the other great folks that come out of Jamaica, the influence of reggae music, it cannot. Everything has a touch of Lee Scratch Perry, Blackhawk studio, somewhat, somehow. And he continued to really turn his head around the world. We're hearing the condolences coming in from the entire world. Lee Scratch Perry OD, Blackhawk is down. This is a time for celebration. It is a time to just, you know, celebrate this man's greatness. This is absolutely greatness. Some folks would say Lee Scratch Perry was a madman, but you know what? Mad is honorable. Mad is greatness. You have to be mad, if that's what you call it. To be in a mad zone and to be able to be this creative is an honorable thing. And boy, I would like to step in a little bit of that shoe, because this guy was just out of the normal range of what we would like, the creativity. He's just tapping to another source. That is what makes some of the greatest Jamaican music. And we salute you, Lee Scratch Perry. I should have talked to you a little while back, and child, we didn't make it on this side of the spiritual connection. But you know, we'll see what happens. Lee Scratch Perry, you know, resting somewhere or flying somewhere. Now, that's another thing, if we only knew. And Scratch, listen, everybody go up somewhere, up or down or under or around, and they claim they love us and they see the suffering that's going on around. And none of them ever send back a good message, unencrypted message. Some people say them get a little dream here and there, but that not send anything much. We need a phone call, a cell phone call, or a text message, or an email detailing the exact thing where them say when people pass, you know, or they gone to the other side. We want to know what's on the other side before we get there. So, Lee, well, we know say you do things differently. Maybe you can send us a little thing. And make us know what go on over the other side, because so far everybody else feel, you know, everybody else feel. Nobody not send nothing. Nobody not send nothing. Some people them kind of gone over the other side, left their young picnic pants, somebody down here. And them never call back and say, boy, you know, you have the picnic, them, you know, them are give trouble or whatever it is. Hey, do so and so. Or don't do so and so, because in order for you to get here, you have to make sure you wear this kind of clothes, or you drive this kind of car, or you live in this community, or you're going to the school, whatever, whatever. But we want some tangible thing to just send back to us and make us know that what we can do. So we lose away, some of us. Listen. Some of us ain't going to listen anyway, but at least some of us should get saved. Those who depend on the so-called wrong path, we would kind of turn around a little bit. And, well, most of us would have done better than this now. Hey, Sirius Radio, Caribbean Radio Show on the Knowledge Station. Do give us a call, 661-467-2407. I want to say big up to Mr. Ruler Brown. Celebrating 11th Palace, annual Palace, our gift to Jamaica, giving scholarship to the youth, them who have struggled for 11 years now, have about $8.7 million in scholarship, Jamaican dollars in scholarship. And I mean, we're proud of it. And those of you who are listening, boy, there's nothing more you can do for your country than try and let us all put together and help to pull it up, build it up. We are always, most of the times, we're quick to criticize, but when it comes to build up, we find it struggling, you know, we find it struggling. We're talking about the baby of mine in a whole lot of ways, Crescent Primary School. Of course, you know that CRS Radio always into helping Jamaica. This is why we are set up, for the sole purpose of reaching out to our people in every way possible. For the last 12 years, this station has served to help our community. And for those people out there who have a nonprofit organization or even their informal organization trying to help Jamaica, I need for you to reach out to us so that we can highlight what you're doing for your country and your people, because no one are better than you are, and we have to build up there. So first, no matter what kind of citizenship you have elsewhere, you don't know when the tide is going to turn. And you always have your uncle, sister, auntie, cousin, daughter, grand picnic, great grand picnic still left in Jamaica, your roots, your blood. So in order to put the torch back, you know, shine a light on some of the distress, and some of you know the distress and the poverty and the suffering. So if you all are able to do a little bit of something for Jamaica, my gosh, let us put our little hearts and hands. And I've said many times, you know, sometimes when you ask folks for a donation, they think, say, you have to mortgage their house. If all of us just put 10 cents, the amount of us, 3 million, 10 cents, a whole heap of money. Can you imagine if you put a dollar? And I know everybody have it hard, but can you really miss a 10 cent that much? That it going to make you struggle and pain? Or can you miss a dollar that much? That it gonna make you really set you back so much? I think I want to answer that and say, why no? Me not think so. If I never buy one soda one at a time, we must can make that sacrifice. So here this, my friends. We have Crescent School, and I know we have a big show ahead of us, but I really have to come and talk to you in a way that we can understand some of our struggle. And we ourselves here, certainly I'm not kind of foregoing that the struggle where we have even to keep the shelter over our head. But sometimes you sell a dollar Jamaica, that can keep shelter over 50 head. Well, yeah, struggle over years. And every dollar really counts. So I guess sometimes we have to keep every dollar where we have. But in case you find yourself with an extra dollar, think about Crescent Primary School. We're doing a shoe drive, which we call the Kickers Club, kind of make it nice and thing and exciting. We have about 220 students in the school, at Crescent School, that very much not have no shoes. When me at that school, I'm a big ground thunder, them shine up with Vaseline and coconut tile. And I walk at school barefoot. Nobody will look for your foot and look at it and say, oh my God, look at our foot. Maybe some of we, yeah, because some of our foot is terrible. But right now, I was talking to the senior teacher at Crescent, and she says, oh, well, there are a lot of people who are coming to Crescent, and, you know, a lot of us new barefootedness. But these kids, when they don't have shoes, they don't come to school barefoot. Them just not come. Can you imagine if I never got school because my mother never did have shoes to send our five picnic them at school? What would happen to me right now? Me just not got school? So, my friends, we're trying to do this campaign to give at least women and needy children, and they are the neediest of children, and they are in such dire needs. There's more picnic, more than that, 220 of them really in a bad position. So we are doing the shoe campaign in order to get them out back to school in a nice style, you know, the pride and dignity. You ever know when you get one sweet pair of shoes, oh God of mercy, you feel? And so we want to excite the people, the little people them. And so we want to make them feel good. And so we want to give them that dignity and pride. So so they don't really feel the shame, or they don't really stop from school. So, folk, I'm reaching out to you. I'm begging you. I don't like to say that word because we shouldn't have to beg for certain things. But sometimes we do, and I don't have any shame in doing that. So hear me out now. We are Give Back Jamaica. We are a registered incorporation. We ain't no fly-by-night. Because a lot of Jamaicans, you know, when they want to give you something, they will dig and dig. Well, how did this go down? Who going to get this and who going to get that? And who that and how you set up? And when they don't ask you one litany of questions, they say, and you answer, may I take care of something? Or, well, I can't help you. Trust me. Well, I've been this thing for a long time, so we can tell you some story. I don't know. I really don't know. But I think, though, really we have to step it up, you know, step it up and do more for us than others do more for us, you know. Some of the biggest donations we have is not from the people who have ever been to Jamaica. And I'm not saying that to kind of say anything about anyone, but I'm just trying to tell the truth. You know, so far we have collected 113 pairs of shoes. We have some donation coming in this week here that is going to make it up. We still are out, call it say about 100 pairs of shoes. So if anyone out there would love to make a donation to this worthy cause, please go to your Zelle account, your bank account, and just put add us to your account. Make sure you're using your checking account, since we are a nonprofit organization. You can use your debit card and just put in givebackjamaica@gmail.com. That is our email. And if you plug that in, givebackjamaica@gmail.com, please put a little note on it and say $30 is what is we're purchasing a pair of shoes for. So if you want to give one pair, it would $30, and you know, 10 pairs or whatever, how many pairs you want to give. Even 1 foot of shoes, you can half 1 foot of shoes, $15, or a quarter foot of shoes, meaning any amount of money you have to contribute, we will find a way to make it up and make it into one pair of shoes. We also have the the socks for kickers. Of course, you have the shoes, so you want socks too. That is a donation for a packet of socks for $5. So if you have a donation of $5, you can put that into the kitty as well. We also have a PayPal account and the same email. Just plug the email, givebackjamaica@gmail.com. That's givebackjamaica@gmail.com. And just kind of write a little note about what you're giving back. We have a sponsor a child program where somebody can sponsor a child in need with lunch money and bus fare. That's a $70 a month, a recurring one. However, you can decide to do lunch money, which is $25 a month, or bus fare, which is $30 a month. As we say, we don't have the yellow bus, that the luxury of picking our children up. So we have to, if your mother have 6 pitney and them have to go to school from far distance, you're going to have to find taxi fare, our bus fare, and sometimes why it hard to walk. I mean, you got to walk to school on 6 miles, 7 miles, you know, but that's when I say in at the morning time, like really roadblock, because I live in a Kent village and you really don't have, when Flatbridge is impossible in a kind of way and you have to walk around or, you know, find a way around or thing. But luckily in them time that when we go to school, could have been a ride, Tom ride, boom ride. And them people, them time, the people in the cut off like a picnic or hurt people in them time. So you can imagine a long time you talk to me about Crescent too. We usually, we have done the car and whatever pass, and they were really generous in us to help us many times. We jump up and chop back and jump all kind of back. Make us agile and everything to jump up in a truck back and all of that, and get where we're going back and forth to school. These opportunities don't exist like when we had it before. You know, these are really different circumstances. So folks, please help us out. We have the one desk, one child. The furniture them in a Crescent School is so badly deteriorated. We had the wooden desk and, you know, all kind of termite and the heat and cool and all of that. These desks are really, really beyond repair now. So we were advocating for one desk, one child, meaning that, you know, one child would get it, especially in the advent of COVID here right now. So, folks, CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show is here for the country, our country, no matter if you never ever go back to live again. I want to say, hey, let us put our little hearts and our penny, one cocoa full of basket. Let's do it. We can do it, you know. If we make an effort, we'll be able to do it. So, with that said, we have a big old show planned for you this evening. And we're going to be joining our special guest in the green room. And that will be pretty soon. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. And we have a pretty packed board. And those of you who are listening to us on the link, I want to say big up yourself. Really big up yourself. wherever you are, if you are in the path of the storm, and maybe it's coming your way soon, you know, do the necessary thing and protect yourself and be safe. If you're asked to evacuate, trust me, nothing is important or to make you risk your life. So if they ask you to evacuate, just leave. So we are going to take a little break, and we're going to come back. 661-467-2407. And if you're on the line and you'd like to chat with us, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. Just press 1 on your telephone keypad. Your number will kind of just pop up on the list so we can see you clearly. So we would love to see you in the chat room. We're there over on Facebook, CRS Radio group page. And folks, for those of you who don't know, I have been locked out of Facebook, so I'm in really, really bad shape. I don't have any friends. I cannot, if I'm not connected to you by some friends, you can't just search, I cannot just search and find you. You have to try and explore and find me, because my average that I usually go by, that has every my lifetime of being in Facebook, is gone. It's gone. So I have to start a new life over. I'm divorced from Facebook. So if you're out there and you're my friend, do give, try and search me out and link me up and link up back with me. My 5,000 friends somewhere there. You know, it would be nice to just hook up back with you guys somehow. And we're going to play one big, big tune here just for a second, and we're going to be right back here.
Not my baby, yeah, yeah. Once you told me you will always love me. Now all I see, you just wanna pack your things and go. Now you're leaving and I've been loving you so. Girl, before you leave, I think there's something you should know. That no one, no one will ever love you, treat you the way I do. No one, no one will ever be there for you, stick by you as much as me. I gave you my love divine, deep down you know you're mine. If you still wanna go, well fine, just keep this in mind. Don't you watch the glitter and shine, baby, be careful the things you find. In this world there's so much fake people, why you wanna waste your time when no one, no one will ever love you, treat you the way I do. No one, no one will ever be there for you, stick by you as much as me. He might take you to more places, buy you a lot of fancy clothes. He don't really care for you, it's only for a show. To him, you're just another girl, but to me, you meant the world. More precious to me than gold and rubies, diamonds and even pearls. No one, no one will ever love you, treat you the way I do. No one, no one will ever be there for you, speak by you as much as me. No one, no one,
no one,
no one, no one that is gonna love you and treat you so genuinely, genuinely, no one. No one will ever be there for you, seek by you as much as me. Once you told
the big international superstar, Mr. Cora Anya, is going to be in the green room, is in the green room, and we're going to be chatting him up in a few seconds. Here's it.
Girl, before you leave, I think there's something you should know. That no one, no one will ever love you, treat you the way I do. No one, no one will ever be there for you, think by you as much as me. Seek by you as much as me.
Yes, Mr. Cora Anya, the international superstar, the man himself, in the green room with us this evening, and we're going to go straight to the phone line and join. Hey, Cora, how are you doing, man? What's up?
Greetings, Dr. Eve. Greetings, man.
I hope you get the good things then while you're in the green room, you know.
for real.
You're supposed to come with more power than that. Can we leave some nice things in the green room for you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you know what's in that? You know what's in.
No, actually, I'm just on the road and tuning to get my interview, so
You're misunderstood totally. All right, so talk to me about Cora. I mean, first of all, you have such an exquisite name. You know, all of them artists out of Jamaica always have this them name, yeah. Most of them name Ja and this, but Cora Anya, where did you come by this name?
Cora Anya is really my yard nickname, but it was translated to Hebrew. Okay, so the Cora means Paul, and the Anya is I in Hebrew. So when I was born, my mom actually wanted to name me Call Us, you know, like Call Us.
Call Us is Spanish.
But my dad, my dad says, no, man, Call I, you know, Call I. So it's C-A-L-L-I, that's it. So in Hebrew now, the translation is Cora Anya. And that's how I get the name Cora Anya, you know.
Wow, I really love that. I mean, of course, a lot of we can't pronounce them all up a big word still, but
it's not big, it's so simple, it's just unique.
It is a beautiful, simple, you know? Really. It is refreshing,
yeah,
to really hear that thing. So let us get down to the nitty gritty now, Cora. So you want, do you say Cora Anya, or you can just shorten it up, or you specifically want them to call you?
My friend them just said Cora, you know. And no one again hear the Cora Anya come out, you know. But normally them just say Cora, you know. So it worked the same way, Cora.
I hear you, boss man. So talk to me about your musical journey, you know. I want you to bring us back from, you know, most of my artists, them sometimes we talk about from the Peeny Wally days and jumping and chuck. But yeah, young picnic, man. You don't know how about them thing there. So
we could go far as Peeny Wally. I only see Peeny Wally maybe once or twice. My musical journey starts from a tender age, you know, from when I was about 12 years old, I saw that I could actually DJ a tune. I used to DJ other people's songs, you know, here on the radio, and I used to like it. And then a whole brother of mine said, if you want DJ, it's a cassette here, you know. So this cassette had rhythm on the both sides. And then I started DJ on it and started writing my own songs and stuff like that. And started DJing at school, beating the desk. When I was supposed to pay attention, when the lyrics fly in my head, I used to write down the lyrics in my book to remember what I was thinking about while in class and stuff like that. And it moved from there till I wasn't that shy anymore till they keep the first community event I went on. It was in my community of Rockport, East Kingston, Rockport, and no one in the community knows me as a DJ or as a singer or anything. They just see me as just a normal child, you know, just a normal kid. So anyway, they keep the, you know, the stage was there, and I went to the guy and say, I want to perform. And he said, you? I said, yeah, man, we can DJ, you know. Let him give me a chance. And I go up on the stage and, you know, at first, you know, nervous and thing. But when I start DJ now and start doing my thing, you know, uh-huh. They look a shiny is gone. You know, uh-huh. And the people then start beat down and thing and I feel strong. And I start do it again and do it and the people them give me an overwhelming, you know, respond and I feel so confident from there on. I take up this thing and say, you know what, this is what I want to do, you know. So then my brother who gave me the cassette now came back and heard what happened. Mm-hmm. And said, yeah, I say, yeah, go on, let me hear two tune and run two tune and thing. And he said, no, I'm going to carry a studio. Because he was actually pursuing music and used to be around King Jammins and all of that. But, you know, but it never worked out for him up to now. But them time, yeah, and thing anyway, he took me to a studio called in Waterhouse, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Yeah, man. Uh-huh. Studio Mix. I don't know if you ever heard of Studio Mix.
Yeah, man.
Studio Mix,
yeah,
was
man.
My first studio I went to, and he brought me there and introduced me to Studio Mix and the other DJs, them that is hanging out at the studio. And I said, what? Them time there, I was like 14, 15. I was like 14, yeah? 14 at the time. And yeah, Studio Mix, I used to leave school and start to go to Studio Mix. Save my lunch money now, pay for an hour, just to DJ and a rhythm to hear about myself, you know, to demo my work, right?
Uh-huh.
It used to feel nice. Used to feel nice and hear myself. I'm like, yeah, like it, you know? And started doing that. And Studio Mix would give me a pointers here and there, you know? And thing. And we're doing that for like maybe a year or two. And then in system is persistent doing it, and the community events, them are in my community, I was a star. Put it this way.
Wow.
I'm not hyping or anything, but it was other DJs like myself, and we used to group up and team up, and anywhere in the community, the state, the sound string up or anything, we always find ourselves there trying to hold the mic. Sometimes you get the mic, sometimes you don't, because in the night when the people in my party and in the mood and the selector in a certain energy, you can't get the mic. You're not no big artist.
If
sometimes people say, give him the mic, in bad, give the mic. You know? And you get the next run and thing and you get your forward and you feel good.
Absolutely.
So from here on, we have follow up the music and in school, going studios, you know, cause I used to go Vauxhall Comprehensive High at the time. So you used to have Arrow's studio just up the street from Vauxhall, the road from Bellevue Hospital. And you know, if you remember these places.
Of course, I used to walk
from school, come to Arrow's studio where the artists them used to hang out and thing. All of them used to be there, you name it. The Elephant Man, the Nitty Kochi. Them time, the old Ganga Lee, that Louis Culture, them, when they, you know, them prime and thing. And we used to go out there and hang out too before we actually go home. Because we used to walk all the way home to Rockport. So we used to walk from Vauxhall to Rockport, you know. So I used to leave school early before bell ring if we don't have any class. Reach out to the studio, hang out there for a minute, Then walk go home, because if I reach home too late, me in trouble. No really lick, but, you know, some hard talking and, you know, and you don't want that to one threaten you and, you know, you don't want that. So you try to reach home at a reasonable time, you know, that it can't really say anything because I grew up with my dad and my younger brother, you know. You know,
okay.
And thing and, yeah, anyway, so when I was about 15, my brother took me to another student named Calbot Productions, and this guy there at the time was the engineer and thing, and when my brother brought me now, the guy was like, so you can sing, are you DJ? At the time, he had said, you know, my thing, he and sing, he said, run a tune. Run a tune, and he said, no. Run a next tune. Run a next, him said, no. He said, him run a next tune. Man want for me. He must say, at the time, he said to me, you sound like the wall of them.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah? You sound like the rest of them are out there. So me say, yeah? So me run a tune now when me never really did actually have a confidence in, but it was so different, which is me. So I run the tune. I think it was a song named African Princess. I don't remember the melody. And him say, yes, that is you. You sound like you. You sound like you. And thing. And from there on, this virgin, him show me some pointers, you know, how to get topics and sing about certain things and not sing about certain things. And I learn and he coach me, you know. And eventually after a year, they actually signed me to their label. And I was in a indie house artist, writing songs, recording on a weekly basis, and so on and so forth, while in school and things. So I love it, love it, love it, love it. You know?
Wow.
Only about a couple of years run off, about 2 years run off, that didn't work out because somehow management and they have their differences and so on. So I was back on the street again, but I learned, right? So everywhere I go now, I mash up the place because I was polished in a certain manner, like understand certain things, how to actually write that proper song and so on and so forth with the whole age show energy. So I was on the good path right there. Yeah, and I take it serious, and everything else I did was for music, you know. But growing up now, I was like, support me, no boss. I have to go learn something. So I went to art. And I learned to do welding, you know.
You have a backup plan.
Yes, so my dad say, all I only want on DJ and singer. And everybody are going to make it, you know. So you better go learn a skill. So learn a trade and, you know, work same way and still doing the music and years after, you know. And we're still on the journey right now, so. After a few years, well, I put out this song, the No One first, but when we released No One, it was 2020, and the COVID thing just started. I'm like, what we going to do? We can't, how we going to promote now? We can't go anywhere. We can't do nothing. It was lockdown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
was
like, yo, how we are going to do this now? Everything changed because, you know, promotion, you hit the street with promotion in the dances and the parties. You know what I mean? Out there promoting. So with the lockdown, you can't be out there promoting. So we're like, what we're going to do? So the song released and no promotion at all.
Yes.
So actually, we did it. We're still making songs, still writing songs, still recording songs. So I did this song called One For You. And everyone was like, this song is different. This song is something, you know? You have to release this song. So my manager say, yo, this song is a big song, you know? This song, we have to do something with this song. So when we come, when I put out the song, we did the video and everything, waiting and thinking how to really do it. So when I put up the video, I saw in 2 weeks, I got like 3,000 views with no promotion, no nothing. I'm like, what? 3,000 views in a week? No, this is, you know, is working.
So that gives you the confidence.
Again, to say even in the lockdown, we can still do something. And right now it is over 100,000 views. So,
beautiful.
You know, it's good. It's working. Beautiful. It's working. Beautiful. Almost 130,000.
I'll agree with you know, the coaching that you get. One thing in music, you know, you have so many people in this music. You have to do something different. And that difference is always unique to you. But a lot of times artists, a part of coming out and getting some amount of recognition is to maybe sound like somebody else, that kind of channel that person. And I know you, some of your idols or people who you really look upon are like the Dennis Brown, the Beth Harmon. And I think probably this is where some of their little influence comes on. Because when you all sing, you're influenced by somebody. A little bit in the influence, your early influence, until you find your own voice.
Actually, I love Dennis Brown, man. I love Dennis Brown. He's like, he's my vocal coach, too. Just listening to his song. And Maxi Priest, that smooth melanist with Maxi Priest. And as you can see, my voice is more of a like baritone type of voice, but...
Yeah.
Those are the guys I actually listen to when I'm in my singing mood, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Dennis Brown, you know, the Maxi Priest, and yeah, Garnet Silk, lovely, you know?
Absolutely.
So those are more my type of music and I listen to, you know, to find myself in somewhat, you know?
I hear you.
You know what I mean? And they sing what they sing about too, you know.
Yeah.
And if you can let's
talk a little bit about not only the style and being an individual and kind of getting you out there. But before I do that, we want to talk about a little bit about Jamaica and the music and what some of us or some artists sing about. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break and listen to one of your number one songs right now and mash up the whole entire virtual world, so to speak, you know. This one is a big, big one. We're going to come back and chat to you right after this.
It's Quora Anya representing for all the beautiful ladies.
We're going to take this one back from the top. This one is dedicated to all the beautiful ladies that are coming from me. The man himself in the green room, Mr. Quora Anya.
It's Quora Anya representing for all the beautiful ladies. You're the one for me, and I'm the one for you. You're the one for me, and I wanna be with you. First time I saw you, you caught my attention. I could not resist your temptation. I have to make my intervention to find out your name and your occupation. Instantaneously I felt your affection when I saw your sexy formation. I want to love you all night long. I wanna be your number one girl, 'cause you're the one for me. Amazing, we are apart, we keep anticipating to be together, 'cause love is in the making. Real love she wants, she no inner, no plating. She tell me everything we first start dating. Long term, she no want a short term thing. We're compatible, we both want the same thing. Give thanks for this blessing, yeah. You're the one for me. the night. My morning, I'm holding you tight, telling you everything will be alright, girl. Love is patient, love is kind. True love will make it anytime. When we're together, that's when we shine. We're unstoppable when we combine. You're the one for me. Find another love like mine. You will never find another love that is so divine. You will never find another love so true and kind. Not in your lifetime, in your lifetime. I'm the one for you, I'm the man for you. Never find another love like mine. You will never find another love that is so divine. You will never find another love so pure and kind. You will never find another love, not in your lifetime. 'Cause I'm the one for you, you're the one for me. I'm the man for you, you are the girl for me. I'll be real for you, if you be real for me.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, that is such a beautiful ballad. I mean, come on. I mean, hey, talk
thank
to me now, Cora. I mean, I wish, girl, that they are deal with it all. I wish. You know, if you talk, you know, if you enjoy yourself, we're going to see you.
Me not calling him, the mama get jealous.
But that's what me try to save you, man. No. Why, one sweet piece of music. Before we took the break, we were just about getting into the kind of music that
kind
the lyrical
music,
context and stuff. You know, the era that you have come up into is kind of different from the one I come up, because most of our things were kind of gospel blending and talking about the history. But now, quite a bit of the music is some derogatory thing about women and them kind of stuff. We don't have this kind of love song like the one, You're the One for Me, and really getting into and caressing the woman and making her feel honored and stuff. How did you come about not into the bubblegum music and kind of get into this kind of a music? Was that conscious?
The thing is, when I look out there and see what the artists them are doing, it's nothing new. They always have derogative music. It's dancehall.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore dancehall is going to be derogative. There's a place for it. And then you have reggae music who will have the culture and have the message in the music. There's a place for it. When I look and I say, you know, what I really want to do in music, do you want to go derogative? I can't go derogative because I'm a rat. You know what I mean? So I say, you know what? Give the people them love, you know, about relationships, you know, keep, because most of the songs them, as you were saying, are derogative. So it's not keeping relationships together. Is few songs or few artists do songs to keep relationships together. So I say, what if I could sing some songs to keep the relationship together instead of tell the woman to give bun or tell the man to, you know what, go get 3 girls or 4 girls. I want to be the artist. If you and your man have a dispute, you play my song or you heard the song, it make you reflect on the good times of a relationship and try to look over the problem and try to make amends. That is how I would like my music to be used then. So, you know what I mean? So that is why I really take this direction to sing songs like this. Not saying I'm not going to sing other type of songs and other topics and so on, but it relates to my life and in some of my relationships and what I have been through in relationships. So I put some of that in my music that
right.
others can relate into certain part of the song. They might not relate to all of it, but someone will relate with in part, you know,
exactly.
or in all. You know what I mean? Exactly. So when I say never find another love like mine, if you treat your woman the right way, she will never find another, you know what I mean, like you, you know what I mean? So that's how it is.
Boy, tell me the thing, man. You have the formula there coming. Some folks may say, boy, you know, I talk about the derogatory music, and they've said, boy, if me sing, you know, other song other than these song, the people them now buy the song, the people them now jump up and do them thing and stuff, and boy,
no,
we want some money.
I said already in an interview, said music is like you have different type of music for different reasons. You have, like, we have fast food, right? And you have home-cooked meal. So some music is like for the moment.
Why do you know about fast food? Yeah, you should not talk about fast food, right?
No. No, but it's just a term to, like, identify what we're talking about, right? It's like, you know, you're going to a party or whatever, and you jump up, and you're there, and you do that. But in your house, are you vibing in your car or a different settings, there's a certain type of music you want to hear, or you know what I mean, a certain type of music. When I go to a restaurant or go certain place, I heard certain type of music, and I don't hear a certain type of music, if you know what I mean, you know. So the derogatory music, as we have said, there's a place for it, and they have that place for it. But you have some music, it play everywhere. So I want my music to can play everywhere and anywhere. You know what I mean?
Why
so
would I like for them to stop the derogatory music? Because the minute things said that do anything for us at all. I mean, it just jump up on you do. And as a nation, as a people, and as the honor for women, it really is an assault on women. So, why me not go necessarily say
right.
Certainly, I understand where you're coming from. There's a place, and of course, if people end up make money and people end up buy it, they wouldn't have it. So there is a place for it, and there's people who love this kind of a music.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it doesn't stay well for us, I think.
Yeah. So it's just like you have the internet now, so people listen what they want to listen. So
that's true.
Once the artist is established, he's seeing what he wants to sing, he has his fan base, they go on the internet and they listen to them. So you can't get rid of it. It's just that if the artist would be like more responsible and say, you know what, I'm going to tone it down a bit, because what is happening over the years in dancehall music, every artist tries to go harder than the artist before him. So if it is a badman DJ, then, for instance, he want to go harder than the badman DJ before him. Or if it is a singer of certain type of music, he wants to sing, he want to top that artist. So they keep raising the bar, so it starts to thin out now. Or it goes so high, or it goes so low, that it lose its standard. Then put it that way. It kind of lost that standard or that niche.
That
so
piece.
A man can come say, you know, every man can, anyone, he's the man. If the people not working with it, well, he has to go back and try something else. But
Absolutely. That's
the reality of the music. That's the reality. But you have the Sean Paul and you have the Shaggy. Well, they keep the music on a level, and they are international stars. And
Absolutely.
They didn't do certain things, but yet still they are big and they're out there. The junior song, you know what I mean? And they're out there and they're big. But then you have some other artists who they just sing what is happening in the corners and in the lane and in the avenues and so on and so forth. and it's there, and some people love that, and they want to hear that, so-called in the street.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is that people grow out, and certain music, and some music lasts, and some music don't last. So, as I said, there's the fast food, and there's the home-cooked meal.
Ouch.
So,
ouch. Fine dining.
You know what I mean?
Fast food and fine dining, right? Talk to me a little bit about, I know you had recently released your EP, and you had the opportunity to work with some iconic folks like Zion, Robbie, Franklin, and all of them, Pat Core and all of them guys there, Dean Fraser.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about Hunter Collins, one of my favorites. Talk to me a little bit about working with those guys.
Those projects are not actually released yet, but it's still working on also. And from I was young, going to studio, I'm bucking up Sly and Robbie all the time. With him, you know, Sly Marley is easy, and his voice is a man don't talk loud or talk enough. You know what I mean? So I know them from a longer time, you know, and it is a tremendous feeling working with them. I'm just trying to keep up with their standard, actually, you know, as a youngster around them, I'm trying to keep up, you know, and try to please them, that, you know what I mean, and not trying to embarrass them, because those guys are legendary, you know what I mean. So it's a weight on my shoulder too, but I'm being guided, you know, I'm being guided, and it's all good. And also I've a track working with Ken Booth, you know.
Wow.
I have a track working with Ken Booth also. I don't want to say what it is yet.
Well, keep it locked.
I have a track working with him too. Yeah, man. So, it's, you know, a lot of work, and it's going on fine. And before the year done, we're going to release the official EP. You know, you get few of the tracks them that are going to be on it. And, yeah, I'll give thanks for the promotion and the support from your program also, you know. Yeah.
Well, blessing. We have to promote the right kind of vibes, you know, because this is what Caribbean Radio is all about, CRS Radio. Integrity of our culture, our music. That's what we stand by, and that's what we definitely promote. And it's an honor having the opportunity to talk to you.
Yeah, and I just make it straight to it. Anyone who's listening, they can find me on Instagram as Quarahania, which is Quarahania. Quarahania. Also on Facebook, you can check out my YouTube video for One For You, the same Quarahania, One For You on YouTube. I'm on Spotify. I'm on all of the digital platforms. You can find me also. Anyone you use, so you can go and check it out. And thanks. You can share and subscribe too.
Now, talk to me, you know, this COVID thing really put a different spin on entertainment, and it has to be kind of rough all around with the artists. Nobody knew in a quick second how to turn this around, because we've never dealt with this kind of a thing. Entertainment is a personal delivery, you know, is a personal delivery.
Yeah.
It's not something that is so far apart from you. It's intimate. And now that we have this, thankfully, the invention of Zoom and all of the platforms such as Facebook and YouTube, you know, are available, so the music can still be sounding. But it's quite of a different feel when you go out there and you're working a crowd than when you're working a Zoom microphone. How does that feel?
Well, you have to, like, use the imagination. The experience of being on a stage is what you use, understand? So when I'm on a stage, singing to the crowd, performing to the crowd is the same attitude. And once you have that attitude, I think as an artist, you're fine. Knowing that it's like when I'm on the stage, I sing to one person.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. It's like you're singing to one person because everyone is listening the same thing. So if you sing to one person or sing as if you're singing to one person, you're singing to the world.
The world.
That's
exactly
how I look at it.
Exactly.
You know, and you won't be shy in that manner. But you look at practice here and there because singing to your phone, it's boring.
Yeah, that's
crowd
what I was. Yes.
You know?
The crowd give you
the
a little vibration.
Yes, ignite you and you ignite back the crowd. There's
exactly
like two persons speaking to each other, you know.
Okay.
You tell them something to do and then you see their reaction and then you can go on from there. But with the experience, it's very good. And as I was saying, these platforms now create a world that the artist can actually communicate with his audience differently in songs. Thinking about radio or airplay that much. He's thinking about streaming, he's thinking about downloads and stuff like that. That is why the so-called derogative music that you're speaking about, it's even going to get worse because people want to hear derogative things. Even so-called decent people, they will not play it out loud, but they play it in certain settings. So it's like it's like sweets. You know, sweets will decay your teeth, but people still they still theoretically will listen to it or whatever, you know. It's just different category of music. That's what I have to say, you know.
I hear you, Mark.
You know? But people will make their choice what they want to listen. And
absolutely,
that's what it is.
Every single time. This is CRH Radio, Caribbean Radio Shores, the Knowledge Station, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. And we're speaking in the green room, from the green room. All of the nice green things them in the room, and well, my friend asked him, not nowhere going in that green room. But
Cora,
okay.
Yeah.
Cora, talk to me about at the top of the show. I spoke about the legendary none other than Lee Scratch Perry. Did you know about the history of Lee Scratch Perry and what he has done for music?
Yeah, I know a few things when I go online and I saw and stuff like that. Yeah, and he built some of Bob Marley's beats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and some people say, oh, he's crazy, but the craziness that he has is like he puts it in his music. That is where his creative energy, that's my opinion, his creative energy lies, right?
People call people crazy, and those are the people who make
it like,
so strange.
No, it's like when you're out of the norm, that's what people say.
Yeah.
And you're out of the norm, right?
Them can't really find a word to describe you, so them call you crazy for want of a better word. Is that what it is? Creative geniuses are crazy.
He's a genius in his own right.
He's a genius. I mean, definitely he is.
We're losing a lot of our custodians of the music. We're losing a lot.
Yeah, I like how you put that.
Yeah.
When you see, and this is something that we have to take note of because the music industry, those guys dominated so much. They have created, they have grown with the music, and now they're letting it go to take another direction. If you listen to Mento coming up for Rocksteady, all of those different sounds to where we come in now to dancehall, reggae, and of course, who knows what other, wherever this is going to go next. It is the foundation that these guys lay that we are kind of pivoting off. And they did leave a great foundation. I was excited to hear you mention while you were with the studio that you were in that kind of a group that you usually kind of piggyback on, kind of bouncing off. Being in the studio and getting an opportunity to learn, or somebody not calling you up and say, hey, man, you sound good, when actually you have a lot more work to do. I mean, it is very encouraging to know that you are in a setting as such.
Yeah, for real. With these artists nowadays, and through sometimes the communities of crime, they don't get to go on stage and perform, like practice in front of a crowd and see the reaction of the crowd to their performance and to their talent. So when they go in the studio, sometimes the engineer fix them up good, yeah? But when they go on stage to actually to deliver, they can't deliver as their work. And that is one of the shortfalls of some of the artists now.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Because them can do all the gadgetry and really make them paint them over and have this and have that and make the thing sound good.
Yeah, the technology really helps, but then as you have to be able to deliver what you create, right?
Okay.
And the final delivery is where the people actually going to rate you or respect you or so on, right? So I'd rather better sound better than my record, because sometimes you do a song, but when you have it for a while, you end up singing it better than actually what you did in the studio.
Okay.
That's how I,
you
know? But with, you know, and if you notice, there are not a lot of singers coming out, these few singers, a lot of DJs, because DJs more easier and stuff like that. And as ghetto youth, we don't grow up with a piano in the house or with a guitar around us. So we just freestyle with lyrics, DJs mostly. That is why I have so many DJs, you know what I mean? It's good because the poor people stop, man. They use them DJ what they see on a daily basis. But in my opinion, yeah, you DJ certain things and now you get established, you make some money. You don't have to be DJing about or singing about those things no more. Grow and go to an international, with us now, to an international audience and sing international things. You know, sing about international things. And leave now those other stuff for upcoming artists who is just coming, who haven't left Jamaica yet. So he doesn't know what's going on unless he look on YouTube and basically the internet to see what the world is about. You know? There's a lot of things, man, a lot of things when it comes to this music. You know what I mean? And I can't bash no artists because I'm an artist. The only thing I can say is that the artists, I think the artists can censor themselves somewhat and still make money out of the music. You know what I mean? Because we have proof of the Shaggy, we have the proof of the Sean Paul, we have the proof of the Junior Gang, we have the proof of even the Shabba.
Marley.
You know what I mean?
Bob Marley.
And
Bob Marley.
As I talk about Bob Marley, Bob Marley is still in the charts.
Exactly.
After so many years, Bob Marley is still top of the charts. So to show you when people say, oh, it need a new sound and the music needs a new this and it don't need nothing, because Bob Marley songs are still in the top 100, top 10 Billboard chart and all those big charts after so many years. And they're talking about new sound and new, it don't need a new, the music is still young. Reggae music is still young. It's
very
a young music. Dancehall music is even younger. And
absolutely.
What I And what I'm afraid of is that some lyrical content of the music, we don't want that to be the dominant part of the music for people to brand our music as hate music and stuff like that. Because reggae music was a, it is a music of a people who was under oppression or who is under oppression, and it becomes a voice of the people with a message to liberate and emancipate and to educate the people, because a lot of people don't read. So when the artists study and read and sing certain things, it edify the ones who don't have the time to go and read, are bringing to their attention so they can go and read or go and check it out and so on. And then we sing about the women, to uplift the women and to empower them, just the same, and the mothers and so on. That is what the music is for, to bring comfort to the heart, not to, but some music bring depression. For instance, some artists will sing about poor people and hungry and all of that. In my opinion, if I am hungry, I don't want you telling me I am hungry again. I want you to tell me how to get food. I want you to tell me how can I go and get food. And if I'm suffering, don't tell me I'm suffering. I want you to sing songs to give solutions. So everyone is thinking about the problems, but no one is thinking about the solutions. Right now in the music, if you check dancehall music, reggae music right now, who is the artist that more singing certain things, they all sing about the problems. No one is thinking about solutions or what can be the solution. They're thinking about the problems. So what I do, I try to sing about solutions, because I have a lot of songs. I don't know if you have this song called Love is the Answer, one of my tracks.
Maybe we'll try and see if we can link that up in a little while. Maybe we'll try and link that up.
Tell
the people where they can find you again on the digital media, where they can find you.
You put in QuraAhnya on YouTube. You see my music come up, Quarahania. You go Facebook, QuraAhnya. You see my thing come up, and I'm on Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify, all the digital platforms. Quarahania. People, please remember, it's Quarahania. It's a new name. It's different. It's unique. I know you're not used to the original dialect. It's just the English you guys know, but we try to spell it the English way for you guys can pronounce.
Beautiful, man, beautiful. We're going to hit up one of your big songs. This is another big song, and then we're going to try and get the other song shortly, hopefully. We have about 7 minutes up to the bottom of the show, and we are going to take a listener to this year one, Crying for You. Before we go, kind of line this up for me, Cora. Give me a little bit of
this one is called Crying for You when your love is not with you and your heart longing for them, so your heart is crying. You know, not tears from your eyes, but you know, that longing for. And sometimes when you take your spouse for granted, and when she's not there, you realize, oh my, she's not here. You know, that feeling, that void, you know, she's gone.
Why are you so romantic?
That's how this song was made.
You're too romantic for me.
But people need the love, man.
For Anya, right here on TRS Radio, Caribbean Radio. And make
I feel such completeness. Now your love becomes my weakness. Since you've been gone, my nights are sleepless. My
keeps crying for you, like the grass that needs the morning dew. Yeah, never know losing you would make me feel this way. Like no more sunshine, it's only rainy days. What can I do or say to make you stay? My heart keeps crying for you, and there is nothing can comfort me like you do. My heart keeps crying for you, like the grass that needs the morning dew. I have taken you for granted and make you feel so unwanted. But that tree that you have planted has grown so strong and is so rooted. Everything you did, I see you've done to please me. But I was so blind to see your worth. No, there's nothing to ease this pain I feel each day. My heart keeps crying for you, and there is nothing can comfort me like you do. My heart keeps crying for you, like the grass that needs the morning dew. Oh girl, only you can stop these tears from falling. Since you've been gone, months feel like years, my darling. You by my side, I conquer my fears, them falling. Baby, only you can move these tears. My heart keeps crying for you, and there is nothing can comfort me like you do. My heart keeps crying for you, like the grass that needs the morning dew. Yeah, you have showed me so much sweetness and make I feel such completeness. Now your love becomes my weakness. Since you've been gone, my nights are sleepless. Oh yeah.
Oh yes, I'm telling you, right on this cool, nice Monday night. The dreadlocks, I cry for you, whoever you are out there, trust me. Don't make the dreadlocks out, melt up, you know. Oh, Mr. Coronio, in the green room this evening, the big international superstar. I'm just kind of get hold up a little bit by COVID. But, of course, in breaking through all the digital platform, you can find him on the F-Book, and you can find him on Twitter, you can find him on the YouTube, Spotify, all of those good places where digital music can be found. Now, Cora, talk to me. I know that I don't think this COVID is going to hold us down forever. Anything planned when this breakout, where you'd like to go and do your first performance, live performance?
First?
Just about anything planned for, you know, getting out there when this bus out, when this gate opens
right
up back.
Right now, a lot of interviews lined up, you know, the in-person one, but we don't want to, like, you know, do it virtually. Would I like to be in person? Because those interviews are just as this important, but you want to be face-to-face, but holding off a bit. And you have some shows lined up, but we have to watch. We can't even plan fully. Unless we have to watch what's going on and be flexible about it. And
okay.
But a lot of things in stores, man. But right now, we just want to put out the work. I just have two official tracks out and then the EP, you know, because Crying For You is a part, is going to be on the EP as well, you know. Yeah, that's where we are right now.
Well, nice, man. Know that you're
out the work.
One other thing I always try and get from the artists, when you hear your song for the first time, I want to tell you where you are and exactly how you feel and what you said.
Well, I was at home listening to the radio because the producer did say it was clear this week. So we are listening to radio all week. And guess when the song played? Friday. It was a Friday. Okay, listen to radio all week. It was a Friday. The disc jockey actually played the song. And trust me, I feel rich. Put it this way. Feel rich. I was so happy. I couldn't eat that evening. I couldn't eat. It's like, I don't know if you ever, when your boyfriend break up with you and you can't eat, that feeling there. Well, not bad feeling, but you're just filled. You feel full. You know what I mean? You don't have the appetite. I'm going to eat for like a day or two and, you know, start eating. But you're just happy. You feel like you make it already. You hear yourself on the radio and then you want everybody to hear to you, your song I play up on the radio right now. You hear it? You hear it?
so you call up in front of the here. Turn on the radio, man.
But true, you know it's a good place. Start tell people, say them for listen to the radio.
Okay.
Tell people to listen to the radio because I have a song I play. You know? Yeah, it was a nice feeling, man. It was a nice feeling.
Glad to know that,
and
man.
And then when it starts, you don't turn off your radio, you know. Your radio always on, you know.
Just in case. Just in case.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we are at that point in time when we have to just love you and leave you, in a sense. so is there anyone, I know you must have your production people who you want to
big yes, up? Yes, I have to big up my engineer, Sheldon Moore. And I have to big up my management, Ryomi Alkibolian. You know what I mean? And big up the musician, them who are giving support and who is working on my project with us. That is Flying Robbie, Ansel Collins, Cat Core, and the whole world. It's the message. Big up Rockport, Arborview, Bullbear, Portmore, Waterhouse, Downtown, Luke Lane, Matches Lane, you name it. All of the man them and the ladies them, Sid Speed. It's the message. Yeah, man.
Yes.
And big up Ataman, Sid Speed. Yeah.
Nice,
and as
nice.
The message, it's Quara Anya, my people. Quara Anya. Try to remember that name. Quara Anya. New upcoming artist. One for you out now on all digital platforms. One, check it out on YouTube. My video is up there. Please and thanks.
Not a problem, man. Hey, we have the big man, Korhania. The pleasure of speaking to him too in the green room this evening. Want to say big up to Al Kevlin, man there. Produce up some big time artists and promotions. So big up Slide Robbie once, and big up to him, and enough respect. The big man, Mr. Quara Anya, make sure you check him out on any other digital platform. This is the man who I'm gonna rip up the place with some love, you know. Just love. And we're gonna leave you out, folks, with this big one here. And for those folks who are going to be making some love tonight, make some good love and take care of the one you love.
Love is the only solution. Oh, yeah. Your love is the answer.
Love is the answer.
The truth is the way. Love is the answer. And that is what we need in our hearts. Rasta love is the answer.
Love is the answer. true and not two-faced. Love is for all to embrace. That hatred and grudge has no place. True love cannot be barred or sold. It's most precious than gold. It's for the young and the old. And it is good for your soul. Your love is the answer. We need in our heart today. Rasta love is the answer.
Love is the answer.
The truth is the way. Love is the answer, and that is what we need. Oh yeah. Them have the love to keep on. The love to them gone. The love to go war. The love to them care. The love to go bless. The love to go sex. But I no see no love. A biblical text. No motherly love, no fatherly love, no sisterly love, no brotherly love. Some people on this money, them love immoral love and carnal love, a self them love, social media love. But there's no divine love. It's only your love. It's the answer.
Love is the answer.
The truth is the way. Love is the answer, and that is what we need in our hearts today. Rasta love is the answer. Truth is the way. Love is the answer, and that is what we need in our hearts today. Tell your neighbors good morning and let them be at peace with you. Yeah. Be kind unto strangers, even when time you see them at school. Cause love is the only solution. Out of love, Christ give man salvation. Your love is the answer.
Love is the answer.
Your love is the way. Yeah. Love is the answer, and that is what we need in our heart today. Rasta love is the answer.
Love is the answer.
The truth is the way. Love is the answer, and that is what we need. Oh yeah. The truth is the way. Fire yard. The truth is the way.